You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
On Friday, the Waitangi Tribunal released an interim report which called for the ACT Party's controversial Treaty Principles Bill to be scrapped. Some of the tribunal's findings said the bill is a solution to a problem that does not exist, it's fashioned upon a disingenuous historical narrative, its policy rationales are unsustainable, and its current text distorts the language of Te Tiriti. Despite all of this, ACT Party leader David Seymour has welcomed the criticism, saying he's open to encouraging discussion and debate around the topic. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, we talked about why the party intends to move forward with the bill in light of these scathing findings. And we also discussed new sanctions for beneficiaries announced by the government last week and why the ACT Party believes these should be even stricter than proposed. Last week on Friday, the Waitangi Tribunal released its interim report, and in that it recommended that the ACT Party's proposed Treaty Principles Bill should be abandoned due to a number of concerns. So now, will the ACT Party be continuing to advocate for this bill and why?
Well, firstly, we do welcome the comments that the Waitangi Tribunal have made so far, because it does highlight that New Zealand has never had this debate. Not via a referendum, not through elected representatives in Parliament, about what the principles of the treaty mean. And the concept of the principles really came through in a court decision in the 1980s when a previous government was having to take tough decisions what it did with state-owned land and companies. And so look, these decisions here about what the principles mean have never actually been made by Parliament. They've been left to courts, the tribunal, bureaucrats and academics. And I think that, well, even the minister who introduced the RMA himself admitted, I'm quite sure none of us knew what we meant when we signed up to that formula. So, look, we do understand the position the Waitangi Tribunal is advocating. It's the same position that we're in right now, which is that we shouldn't have a discussion about this really important element of our constitution. The ACT Party disagrees. You know, we do need a national conversation about our founding document. And we need to explore a couple of things. Are there two classes of New Zealanders in New Zealand with different political and human rights? Or are we a modern democracy where all citizens have equal rights? And ACT would say, look, we believe that the Treaty Principles Bill should make it clear that we are a modern democracy and all citizens do have equal rights.
When you say there's no clear definition of treaty principles currently, that may be true, but it can largely be agreed upon that treaty principles are determined through understanding the Māori text of Te Tiriti in the context of which it was signed. The ACT Party's Treaty Principle Bill has no mention of Māori at all, considering this was a historic document signed between Māori and Pākehā. Why is this?
The Treaty Principles Bill hasn't been written yet, so it doesn't contain any mention of anything. But what ACT has said, and what's in the coalition agreement, is that we do intend to draft and introduce a Treaty Principles Bill this year, have it debated in the House, and then referred to Select Committee, where all New Zealanders will get to submit and appear and speak, if they wish, on what they think the outcome from ACT's proposed bill should be. But there are a couple of things that we do advocate for. The first one is that the Crown alone has the right to govern. There's only one sovereignty, and we think that very closely relates to both the Māori and English versions of the treaty. And that the second one is that the Crown will uphold your property rights, or taonga, as is described in the Te Reo Māori version of the treaty. And that, you know, essentially will protect you. The Crown should protect you, firstly, from itself taking your land without fair compensation, and secondly, protect citizens from each other from unlawful takings or damage to people's property. And the third one is that, essentially, as expressed in the Te Reo Māori version of the treaty, ngā tikanga rite tahi, in other words, we will all share the same rights and duties, and we think that those things, all New Zealanders can get behind. In fact, we think it's the only way forward for any society is to make it clear that all citizens have equal rights.
When the Waitangi Tribunal has released such a damning report saying things such as that the bill is a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, There's no policy imperative that justifies it. It's novel in its treaty interpretations, and it's fashioned upon a disingenuous historical narrative. Why does the ACT Party want to move forward, or at least not reconsider what they're proposing?
Well, firstly, the Waitangi Tribunal is commenting on a bill that isn't written, and the devil is in the detail. The ACT Party is not intending to promote a bill that makes this issue more difficult, more complex. It's actually a key constitutional issue that up to this point in time has only ever been debated by unelected people behind closed doors, essentially. So, you know, we think it's a really important conversation to have. And in fact, we think that the Waitangi Tribunal, you know, on reflection, if they have an opportunity to actually see the bill rather than just comment on an imaginary bill, they might find things they can support. We really fundamentally believe that New Zealand cannot have two classes of citizenship. We don't believe in the ACT Party. That's what the Treaty of Waitangi provided for. And we don't see any successful society that treats people different based on their ancestry. And in fact, many of the worst incidents in history have come from treating humans, individuals, based on their membership of a group by othering them. We do believe that we can move past this concept and restore permanently at this concept that New Zealand is a modern democracy where all citizens have equal rights, the same dignities. That's what's driven all good movements in human history.
I think essentially what the Waitangi Tribunal is saying, though, is that there is no need for the bill in the first place and it shouldn't even be written, rather than saying that what is written in it, well, what you're saying is not yet written in it, should be disregarded.
Yeah, and I think that actually shows you why we do need the debate, because we can't have unelected courts, judges and tribunals telling New Zealanders what and what they are not allowed to debate, and essentially what and what they are not allowed to think. This is a really important constitutional issue. This concept of a treaty partnership, or a partnership between two groups, which therefore confers different rights, it came out of an interpretation of a High Court decision in 1987. So, you know, we think it's really, really important that New Zealanders have an opportunity to say what they think our future looks like. The Waitangi Tribunals have their say, but in the end, you know, Parliament will have a say, MPs will get to debate it, and New Zealanders will get to participate in the process through parliamentary democracy and make submissions to select committee. So, you know, I think that's where we will see what New Zealanders really think about Waitangi Tribunal's views.
Moving on to our next topic, last week the government announced new sanctions for beneficiaries, including an electronic money management system for people who didn't meet their job seeker obligations. This is agreed upon by the government, but the ACT Party has said that there should be stricter sanctions, including that it should be applied to people who have children while on the benefit as well. Why is this?
Well, we have heard comments from the Green Party that essentially mean they would happily see generation after generation of New Zealand's poorest communities locked into dependency. They would defend the poor by keeping them poor, essentially, and, you know, what ACT says, keeping them voting left. But the ACT Party campaigned on electronic money management to discourage long-term benefit dependency and ensure benefits actually get to the children of welfare recipients who are at risk of being neglected through their irresponsible spending. And, you know, based on the situation New Zealand's in, with the previous government being very poor managers of public funds, the days of receiving a benefit from taxpayers without any corresponding responsibility are long gone. The government did announce that we'd reform the benefit system, and that delivers on ACT's coalition commitment. But of course, you know, the ACT Party and government would say, look, it's not, the government's not going as far as we'd like, but it's certainly going a lot further than a government without ACT. So, you know, we're confident we're on the right track.
Christopher Luxon has said that he's not going to go as far as the ACT Party wants, saying that he won't put his policy onto beneficiaries who have children while on the benefit. Why does the ACT Party disagree with what the government has chosen to do?
Government is taking money from hard-working New Zealanders. It's the government's responsibility to respect the money they're taking. It's also the government's responsibility to provide a safety net for all those who fall on hard times. But there is huge risk, which we've seen play out, that the government's approach to welfare over many generations has perpetuated the cycle of dependency. The ACT Party exists to promote better public policy and to make sure that people have better lives as a result. So we will continue to advocate for policies that improve people's lives, discourage long-term benefit dependency. And we want to give people a hand up so they can realise their potential and drive their own futures. And it's our job in the coalition governments to advocate for better policy. But like I said, the government's not going as far as ACT would like, but much, much further than a government that did not include the ACT Party. So we're pretty satisfied with the direction, but of course we'd like to go further.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Kaur on the Waitangi Tribunal's findings on the Treaty Principles Bill and the party's calls for stricter sanctions on beneficiaries.
That was Simon Kaur from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.